rumble?
Are you ready for action?
Jax.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blade Runner Minute.
Oh, are we going to do that kind of tone?
It's going to be NPR style. Hello and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute.
Where are your hosts?
See how the stupid, like almost British, wannabe British accent comes in every time I try to
calm down and be calm?
Not you, me.
So your default is Crazy Pete or British?
I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today is minute 79.
This is really difficult to do. Maybe because I'm too New York.
This takes effort.
This is, like, really hard. It's giving me a headache.
Is this how normal people speak?
I don't know, because New York is not normal, I guess. We do a lot of inflection.
That's not fair.
We get excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about this show.
We're excited all the time.
I'm excited to be...
We talk about pizza and you're like, oh my god, I had the best
I'm excited about Blade Runner and I like talking about it and watching it and hearing about it and discussing it. And I don't feel like being quiet and I want to talk about it at a reasonable volume. And to me, this is reasonable.
Okay, when you have a bad slice of pizza, what's your reaction?
You goddamn motherfucker. Welcome everyone to the 79th minute of the Blade Runner Minute. We're getting up there.
There's like 30-something more episodes, right?
Yeah, we're getting up. This is almost going to be over.
Aww.
Good.
It's only 15 more weeks?
I have to tell you something. I think I told you before, but yes. I have to express to you my concern. Express?
Whatever. Tell the thing. I don't know what...
No, you don't express things.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, express your feelings, right? Why does it also mean fast? Wow. English, huh? Did I really forget the word express? It just jumped out of my brain. Because of my schedule and because of your schedule, we don't have a lot of these afternoons left to record. And I don't think we're going to be able to have enough shows in the what's it called?
Can.
In the can I think we're going to run out of episodes and not be able to do a damn thing about it.
I don't think so.
You sure?
We're going to record in the car. We've discussed this. Why do you keep rehashing things?
I think we should have done it. I think it's over. I think the line is it's behind
us. It's not over.
Us.
It's not.
I think, guys, you're going to have to get ready for a week or so without us.
That's not going to happen. I won't let
So it if it did happen, what's the backup plan? Should I run reruns?
The backup plan is you just record yourself singing nonsense in the car on the way to work.
I'm going to record myself humming the Blade Runner soundtrack.
The entire soundtrack?
Yeah. As much as I can remember, as much as I can.
Okay, go ahead, start it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I want to hear it.
No, I'm not going to do it now.
Give them a sneak peek.
That's, I'm going to do that for like 30 minutes.
I think you should do that as a Patreon. You like, give us a quarter and you can have this.
Little chimes in the background.
I don't think one person would pay for a Patreon anything.
No, in all honesty, I'm worried that we're going to run out of episodes.
Oh, I think
because I don't work. I haven't been working a lot of nights. So
we'll give yourself nights. You're the union person. You set the schedule, so you did it. You used to have nights.
We're running out of money. You print the money. Just print more money. It doesn't work that way. Minute 79. Oh,
yes.
I forgot we're actually recording this shit right now. Minute 79 starts with Pris walking over to the boiling eggs. Can I call them boiling eggs or is that a spoiler?
That's exactly how I said it. It's awesome. A spoiler, but...
And it ends...
Well, no, we saw the boiling eggs already.
No, but I'm saying I can call them boiling eggs and not ruin something.
Yeah.
Like, should I have said walking over to the...
No, because we've already seen the boiling eggs before this.
Yeah, okay. Well, we saw something in water. We didn't know.
No, we knew
eggs.
They were eggs. They were clearly eggs.
Nobody said, hey, look at these eggs boiling
in
water.
Nobody ever says in any of this movie, look at these cool eggs. I think I'm going to do this with it.
That would be such an amazing moment in any movie. It ends with, well, for me, because I know you're going to say it ends on something different. Mm-hmm. You always do. It ends with Roy saying, maybe we can help. Maybe he can help. Maybe he can help.
Yes, that's how I have the ending.
Yeah. Pris just did a wicked backflip. Toward the kitchen.
And you think that's the cool thing that she's doing to show him.
Right, because Roy told her, show him why.
Show him why.
Why we're so awesome.
Yeah.
And
he giggles. JF going, giggles during the backflip.
She's going into the kitchen. She's going into the boiling water. She grabs an egg.
Into the cylinder.
Very similar. It's almost the exact same shot as when Leon put his hand in the freezing water to grab eggs. To grab eyes. Mm-hmm. In Chu's place.
Eyes have it.
Right. So now she's grabbing an egg and throws it to JF. He catches it. And it's hot. And he puts it down. And Roy says, we've got a lot in common.
You know, and
what do you think is the significance of why did she throw the egg, the boiling hot egg,
to show him how hot it was
toward JF? But he's the one who put the breakfast on. He knows.
It's a better example of it. But the only thing I could think while I was watching this, again, they may not be computers, they may not be even they may not be human. They're better versions of humans.
But they're more human than human
because they're not. There's a delicateness to us. We're fragile. And, again, it just reminds me more of Bishop. I don't know why I keep going back to that.
Because what they have is not skin. That's not human skin. Otherwise it would melt and burn.
That's what I'm saying. Our skin, by definition, like, for people to be able to, I don't know, do certain farm work, right? They develop calluses on the palms of their hands so that their hands are sturdier when using these tools and instruments.
Sure.
You know, when you walk barefoot all the time, you develop these calluses so that your feet don't get hurt on there. There's nothing that happens on the top of our skin, like the top of our hands, to help protect it from any of that. You know, the sun damages it. The wind can damage it.
Extremely sensitive.
We're delicate in that way. We're fragile beings. And again, it makes me feel like, if it is engineered skin, then it starts to lead away from being human.
Well, they're more human than human. So if a human can withstand a hot bath, a replicant can withstand a more hotter bath.
Yeah, but when we go into that hot bath, we come out with our skin red, feeling raw.
But more human than human.
Are you going to sing the song?
More. Now? That's what Tyrell said, more.
More, human I get. Human. That's what I'm saying. More human.
So
I get it. It's just
hot for us. More hot for them.
Hot tamale. You made me lose my train of thought. Thanks. We were watching Fifth Element. I wanted to bring up Fifth Element. The engineered being.
She was a clone. Of a genetically engineered being.
Yes, genetically engineered being though.
Because all they found was her hand.
They called the replicator. They called the machine the replicator.
They extrapolated.
They had a few living cells, so they didn't clone her.
She's a clone.
They rebuilt what was, because they had living cells.
She's still a clone. She's a clone.
A clone is an addition. Like, they made a separate being. Like, they took my genetic structure.
Every time I use the word clone, I'm wrong. Every time. From Blade Runner to the replicants.
Do you not know what a clone is?
Yeah, of course I do. Jango Fett. George Lucas said that your son was really famous and I messed up and killed him too early. So I'm going to clone you and make him, but still kill him in Return of the Jedi. Boom. Clone. Clone Wars?
So, clone.
To quone something. We need a medical journal. A patient gets out of line, you quone them.
Okay.
You gotta clone the patient. No, I'm
Lilo Dallas. Put her in the replicator. Right? Yeah. That's what they called it.
I guess.
Yeah,
we
were watching it the other day and we said that the
replicator. It said it on the screen? It said replicator? Where did
it
say?
No, the guy was saying it. And we're like, replicator, okay. Replicant. She's a replicant.
Oh, and yeah.
They replicated her, you know, cloned.
Yeah, they cloned
her. I didn't think of her as a clone because they had her living genetic material and they put back what was lost. Right?
So adding to something that already exists. What is cloning?
Okay, but that's not what I want to say.
No, but I'm upset at myself now because why isn't she a clone of herself? Because her hand? Because of her hand? So if you found Luke's hand on
and rebuilt it from that hand?
Bespin?
Yeah.
He found his and remade Luke. That's not a clone? And then there's another Luke out there.
Do they have the same memories?
Yeah, that's a clone because Luke...
No, because when they make Dolly
Luke
the sheep...
Wait, hold on. The original Luke is still there. He's got a robot hand. Mm-hmm. So this new Luke made out of that hand. See, if there was another Lilo Dallas, if Lilo just lost her hand and then she went on with the rest of the movie and they replicated her from her hand, that would be a clone of her. But since she was gone and all that was left of her was her hand, no, she's still a clone. If replicating Luke Skywalker because of the genetic material in his hand and that's all that was left of him was his hand, and you made a new Luke out of that hand, connected to that hand, is a clone, then Lilo Dallas is a clone too, because it's the same process. You're still rebuilding what was once attached to that
hand.
But
she's keeping the memories.
What movie is it where they replicated somebody, like a hand retained memories, and the hand would attach itself to somebody else? Am I making this up?
There was a horror movie a Japanese horror movie when they would do transplants, like they transplanted someone's eyes.
Yes.
And that person went crazy.
Clone. That's it.
Okay, but that's not what I want to talk about.
I know what a clone is. Or I redefined the word clone just
that's
now.
That's fine. It's copy. It's a copy. Clone means copy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's copy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so good. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you sure?
Am I sure I'm so good? Yeah, I'm the best. I just proved it.
Lilo Dallas is supposed to be the supreme being, right? Perfect. Yes. They talked about her genetic, like the strand, her DNA strand.
Okay.
That we have a double helix, but she had way more than that. They showed it on the screen. I want to say she had double the double helix, but I don't think that's accurate. That's not the words they used.
Yes.
She still got hurt the same way, but she was better.
Just
do
so
you think the replicants are the supreme beings?
Yeah, sure. I just so you know, this all started because you can't get over how super resistant their skin is.
Yes.
Okay, just so in case you lost your train of thought, that's
but
where you started.
But she's not super resistant to those things.
No, not
she's
at all.
Stronger and she's faster and she's smarter. She learns really quick.
Right.
She learns quickly, but her skin isn't impervious to any of these things. But she is the supreme being. Protect you.
Right.
So we could consider them supreme being, but again, that
but
doesn't make their skin impervious.
What does that have to do with their skin?
You
went off the rails with a train of thought.
You totally distracted me, and I don't know the point.
Welcome to my world.
It's like when I got my wisdom teeth out that time.
I'm leaving all of this in.
You can. It really reminds me of when I had my wisdom teeth out.
And you were all drugged up and you were watching The Matrix?
I made a really good point, okay? It was completely existential and it solved the mysteries of the universe.
Sandra,
you just couldn't comprehend it.
Sandra had a wisdom tooth pulled and she was in a lot of pain.
Like 15 years ago.
So they gave her some kind of, like, back then, Tylenol with codeine or something really, really strong that's definitely not available nowadays over the counter.
It wasn't over the counter. It was a prescription.
It was a prescription.
But they now...
He was behind the counter. He gave it to you over the counter.
That's not considered over the counter,
though. That's not what that means?
No.
All right, whatever. You got it from a guy in a coat.
Over the counter means no.
You got it from a guy in a white coat.
It's
and
just
he was
they
behind
don't,
a counter.
They don't
when he gave
do
it
those
to.
Things for wisdom teeth anymore. They don't give that kind of stuff.
Anyway, she's laying in bed, and I'm there hanging
on
out
the couch.
With her. No, we were on your bed.
Yeah, there was
room,
a couch. There was no bed here.
It was a bed.
It was a couch with a TV in the corner because my bed was in the other room. I had two bedrooms.
Is that right?
Yeah, this was my sitting area, and that was my room, and it had my computer and my bed.
Oh, okay. I
originally, my bed had been in this room, but we had switched it. By that point, I had switched a long time before that because I had my computer in there in the corner near the window.
So I'd done swapped the memories. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, we're sitting down. We're laying down, and... watching The Matrix.
Which is the best thing to watch when you're drugged out.
And she turns to me and she's like, you know, and I'm like, yep, go to bed, honey. You just... and she woke up like a couple hours later. She's like, what was I saying when we were watching The Matrix? I was like, I have no idea. She's like, what do you mean you have no idea? I solved like the mystery of the universe. And I told you clearly. I was like, no, you did not tell me anything clearly. You turned around and like spit at me and quoted dirt. And that's it. And then you went back to bed. But to this day, we're still trying to unravel the mystery of the universe.
I had it.
Cassandra had it.
I had it. I really had it. I was so excited about this. I'm watching. I was like, you know. And some stuff came out of my mouth. And it was perfect. And then it... disappeared. I think your brain does that on purpose.
Roy says...
You know what it was? It was the Matrix fixing it so that nobody would know what the mystery of the universe is. Like,
for God's sake, Sandra, Roy says to JF...
I'm sorry.
Trust me on this one, Sandra. Roy says to JF, we've got a lot in common.
Okay,
and JF says, what do you mean?
He says...
And then Roy says, similar problem.
Yes.
And Pris says, now, my favorite line in the movie... Accelerated decrepitude. I love it. I had to look up decrepitude to see if it was real.
Really? Real. Why wouldn't it be real?
I've never heard anyone in the real world say decrepitude, ever.
And Where
I've
would you have
it.
Heard
I've
it?
I've never read it.
That
I've
would be a word runner. That you should use in the gas company.
Yeah, accelerated decrepitude. For like a corroded pipe.
Pipe that's corroding quicker than expected.
Accelerated decrepitude. I just never heard anybody say it. I've never ever heard
Is that going to be your nameplate on your desk?
And I've never read it. So I thought it was made up. I thought she made it up. I'm gonna cut that out. I think I should let people know I'm not stupid.
You don't. I think they're already aware.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't think decrepitude.
And
was
he
real
says,
word. "I love it." And JF explains that he can't help
because he doesn't know much about biomechanics, and he wishes he did. I got a problem with this. Do you have a problem with this? Do you want to say something about that?
No, I get it. We'd be splitting hairs if we questioned what he just said. He does this, and now he says he can't help with that
because
he doesn't know much about this. Whatever.
No.
Give it to
me. That's not why.
Give it to me.
The biomechanics should have nothing to do with incept dates and morphology. That is a genetic problem.
Okay.
But I don't think they knew what biomechanics were when they put this word in. I feel like that happens a lot with movies. You, like, just put a fancy-sounding word
Give
in.
Give it to me again what you said. Give it to me again. Explain it to me now. Educate me.
Okay, so biomechanics.
Right.
And I looked it up just to double-check because I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Because I could be wrong. Sometimes it happens. It's rare, but it happens.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Especially when I lost the meaning of the universe.
Yes.
Okay. Biomechanics have to do with the motion and the structure and the functions of your biology. How your muscles move, how your skeletal structure moves together.
Okay.
How that works together. What would that have to do with morphology and incept dates?
Which is the main thing Roy and Pris are looking to find out about.
Right.
And,
if he's a genetic
correct.
Designer, those are things that are imprinted on... It's a sell-by date on their DNA.
Mm.
That's literally, your cells are going to go to shit on this day.
Yeah, not just best buy.
Yeah.
Not best before.
No, use by.
Yeah, use by or expires
like,
on.
Oh.
Yeah, it's milk.
It's milk. That may or may not take a little bit longer or less time, but milk definitively goes bad. You could eat a Girl Scout cookie years from now.
I
you
have.
Throw it in the freezer. Yes, we know
I
you have.
Yeah.
But
I
milk.
I ate a 4-year-old Samoa.
It wasn't 4 years old.
You told me it was 4 years old.
I told you it was 4 months old.
You said 4 years.
No, 4 months.
Well, I didn't care either way.
You still ate it. Because
yeah.
The worst it could be is stale. It's not literally going to go bad. It's going to go stale.
Stale Samoa.
You can open up a can, like a sleeve of Ritz crackers. They'll just be stale.
Yeah.
They're not going to... In front of you.
Like the weenie
Whereas
tops?
When they touch
owl.
Air. Whereas milk definitively goes bad. You can make cheese out of it in that badness.
Sure,
but
sure.
it will go bad. It will rot. Wood rots. So that's imprinted on their genetic code. That has nothing to do with their biomechanics. Their biomechanics is what says that Pris can be so strong and Roy can be so strong or so limber and the things they can do with their bodies. So that doesn't make no sense.
I didn't put too much thought into that. I caught that too, but I didn't put too much thought into it. Because
where was the other time they said something
just,
like that?
They're just... I don't know. Well, in a little while. You might be thinking of the end.
No, because I haven't watched the end in a long time.
But I feel like it was just something that the writer had to have JF say so that he can write in the next part, which is Roy getting almost frantic because he gets so desperate the way he stands up. And he says, if we don't get help soon, Pris doesn't have long to live. And he's very specifically pushing the Pris
yes.
Threat on him because... And he says, we can't allow that.
But first, he pulled him closer.
Yeah. I feel like they just needed JF to turn him down for a second, to be doubtful, so that Roy could be forceful and expose himself for a little while. Because he's been really friendly up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's...
And then he goes friendly again. Is he good?
Is he good, you said?
He said, is he good? Roy asks...
Oh, JF, is he good? Yeah, well, I actually made a point. It was they're still manipulating JF with.
They're Pris, manipulating even, the whole.
Yeah, he had to really remind him, like, no, don't Pris you remember thing Pris? Is... She might have sex with you if you. It's a pretty girl. She's flirting with you. Please, please, please.
And he asks if he, do you think Roy knew? But
doesn't JF know he's being used at this point? Isn't it?
It's simple.
It's like, why still dangle that flirty carrot? You already made out with her in front of him. The jig is up. He knows he's not. JF knows he has no shot with Pris. What the hell? Why is Roy still pushing that issue of, ooh, look at Pris. She could be yours if only you'd help us. Doesn't JF already know? Or is that the desperation level that he's at right now of loneliness?
You know, when you... We have lots of characters like this in the past. You had Sling Blade, right?
Okay.
A little bit of a slow character with a good heart.
Yeah.
Right? We had Flowers for Algernon. I think that's how you say it. They made him smart with medicine.
Oh, Flowers for Charlie.
Yes, Flowers for Charlie.
Yeah.
And then it was in I Want to Pet the Bunnies.
Oh, Of Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men, thank you. It escaped me for a second. I was thinking of a different book of theirs.
He gets the Tent of the Rabbits, George.
He gets the Tent of the Rabbits. And he was manipulated in that too, right? There's a big history in literature of manipulating someone who isn't quite as smart as everyone else.
Sure.
We call them simple, but that's because they don't need the same kinds of things we do. They're just happy to be.
That sounds great.
I know, right? In Flowers for Algernon, I don't know if you've ever read it or seen any TV movies of it.
No.
He was a simple man in a hospital, and they developed a medicine to build his intellect, and they did, and they built it to very high levels. And he became a different person. His personality was different. Everything about him was different. And then the medicine started to fail. And they said to him that, you know, you will probably not go back down to the intellect you had before. You'll go even lower.
Oh, wow.
And how desperate he was and how angry this all was. But as his intellect started to fade, he was like, you know what? I think I'll like living in the hospital. And I think that these things will be okay and they're going to take good care of me. And that... He's just simple. He's just happy to be... He likes her. He wants to be around her. I don't think he cares if they're in a relationship or not. He's just happy to be there.
Right.
In her presence.
He's very short-sighted.
Because he doesn't need to be more than that.
I have her now, and that's all that matters. She makes me happy. It's a pretty girl in my house.
Pretty girl in my house talks to me.
Right. Very sad.
I don't need more than that. It's sad because you think of it in terms of you that you would want more, but he's happy with what he has.
I'm projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he asks him if he's good.
And the music swells a little bit. It gets a little darker.
And he goes, who?
Totally shifts tone now.
Your opponent.
Yeah.
Do you think Roy knew who JF was playing against when he asked that question?
I do now.
After watching the minute or after talking
about
it?
Not after watching the minute. Just within the past few years, I feel like, he already knew. Somehow that there was a connection, but I can't see why I thought that. There's nothing in the movie to indicate.
Yeah, I thought of it based on Roy's manipulative nature, but I don't actually see any factual evidence to tell me.
Yeah, there's nothing in the movie that shows.
Maybe he was just hoping.
That's a pretty big hope.
Just hoping.
Either way, this scene has to end with them grabbing Sebastian by the back of the scruff of his neck and saying, you're taking us to Tyrell's house.
We're not up to that part
yet. No. What I'm saying is, it's not, because right now I'm feeling a little. I'm feeling like that's silly. That's kind of, oh wow, how convenient that you just happen to know that this guy that you need to lead you to the other guy just happens to be playing chess with the other guy. But I don't want to be negative, and I don't want to be a dick like that, and assume the worst. So I'm just gonna say that Roy just got lucky.
I think he was just trying. I'm going to take it as...
And even if he was playing chess against somebody else, I think Roy would have just grabbed him and said, forget this already, these little games we're playing. Get over here. Grab him by the back of the neck. You're taking us to Tyrell's house.
I think he was just trying to connect with him and make him feel like they're friends.
Happy accident.
The same reason why he looked at the chessboard in the first place, the way they're acting and goofing off. I think it's all part of... how they're making him paint their chair gold.
He says, is he good?
Is he good?
So he knew it was a he.
No, he didn't know it was a he. Everybody was a he.
Oh, back then everybody was a
he. Yeah, and even now when we speak about things, like, we all tend to do that. You would ask me friend I'm going out with, you would automatically assume it's a female friend because I'm more likely to have a female friend than a male friend.
I don't know about that.
We all make these assumptions.
I'll give it to you.
It's not, I don't necessarily think of it as sexist. It's just a thing.
It's a little thing.
It's a little weird. Are they good? Nobody was using that.
Is your opponent good?
That's today. That's what we speak today.
I kind of don't like it.
It bothers you?
Yeah, I don't like the whole chain of events. Is he good? And then it just happens to be Tyrell.
It's just a little too convenient.
And he goes, I must have missed something. There's got to be...
Dr. Tyrell? You didn't miss anything. He says, Dr. Tyrell. He's only beaten him once.
I love all the tools in JF's pockets on his chest. I don't know if you noticed. I know you were watching on your phone. It was probably hard to see.
No, but I noticed how tired he looks.
Who?
JF.
Great makeup job.
Yeah, he has these dark circles under his eyes.
Well, that's the makeup to make him look dirty. Old. Yeah. Yeah, and they put all this crinkly skin on him. It looks great. But he's got all these he's got these pockets on his chest. I think he's got coveralls on or something, and he's got overalls. I mean,
you can call them coveralls.
Yeah, and he's got little scissors and
that's fine, I'll go with it.
And pliers and
forceps
and little extendable mirrors and weird things, tweezers and
like
stuff.
Like a dentist
in his pocket. Like, what is? Does he walk around the house on his days off and just tinkering with his creations and stuff? That's cute.
But Roy has this look on his face. You can see him plotting. You could see where he's going with this. And JF says he's a genius. He designed you.
Actually, I made a note here. Wonderful acting by William Sanderson. He's so excited when he says that. He designed you.
He's so proud of it.
He's like a kid to talk about when he talks about Tyrell.
Because
you can hear admiration and maybe even a little love that he has for Tyrell.
Yeah, 100%.
He designed you.
That's his friend. They play chess together.
I play golf with the president every month. That's what he sounds like right now.
And he goes, maybe he can help.
Maybe he can help, Roy.
And Pris is holding that plate of food.
Very sweet and innocent,
and
Roy.
She comes back with this plate of food. And she's sitting on the pool table. What is that she's eating?
It looks like peppers or tomatoes or Twizzlers.
I don't know. I don't think it's Twizzlers. They're juicy because she's licking her fingers.
Yeah, it's probably cherry tomatoes.
It didn't exactly look like tomatoes, but it could have been. I don't know. Let's wrap it up. I want to go get something to snack on before we do the next minute.
I like the scene. I like where this is all heading. I feel bad for
JF. I feel like there's so much left in the movie that I know we're supposed to talk about, so they compact a lot of big events right at the end of the movie. Yeah, Do you get that feeling?
There's only like a half hour or so left.
There's only a half hour left.
So a lot has to happen.
Yeah, a lot.
And I guess
even less than a half hour when you think of how long the credits are.
So JF is going to facilitate these beautiful events that are about to happen. This plethora of events.
We still got whatever JF and Roy are hatching
We got a bunch of stuff. We got a whole bunch of stuff. We got the boulder. We got the Millennium Falcon. We got
the whip.
The dip. The hose. The water level keeps going up and down because Eddie and Roger keep pushing the lever to stop the dip from coming out to destroy Toontown. It's okay. It's one for the kids.
No, I get it.
Love you.
Love you too.
I was talking to them.
I love them too. I said hug.
Bye.
I'll treasure till I die.